Many Massachusetts museums have been closed due to the pandemic, although some are now slowly reopening. But through it all, one museum has remained open, and even in the dead of winter, it's very much alive with activity as museum workers scout for climate threats and alien invaders. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman takes us there.
These days, there's plenty of parking along Arborway in Jamaica Plain. And the wrought iron gate is wide open and welcoming. The price of admission? Free.
281 acres. A beautiful green island in an urban sea.
Michael Dosman is keeper of the living collections at Harvard University's Arnold Arboretum. Essentially, he's curator of a living museum. The collection of 16,000 trees, woody shrubs, and plants is the oldest arboretum in North America. It opened 149 years ago and was designed by famed landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted, who named the paths and walkways.
So we're walking down Meadow Road to go see one of the Arboretum's greatest collections, and that's our maple collection. We have one of the finest maple collections on Earth here at the Arboretum.
Front and center is a majestic 100-foot-tall silver maple. It was grown from seeds the Arboretum collected in China over a century ago. There are over 65 different species of maple here. It's the richest collection of endangered rare species in the world.
Because it's one of our most important collections, we want to make sure that we don't have any pests or pathogens that are going to cause them to go into decline. So it's also one of those that we put a lot of extra effort and resources into making sure it's happy and healthy.
The job of keeping plants happy and healthy goes to Andrew Gabinski, head of horticulture care and landscape. While this is the slow season for visitors, it's one of his busiest times of year.
Winter is a perfect time to scout for insects and disease. And the reason why is all the foliage, flowers, and everything else is off the trees. So it really gives you a full picture of every branch, stem, trunk. It really opens up the window to look at the tree fully.
Every tree and plant has been mapped using GPS, so the arborists know the location of each within 7 inches, and it takes them 5 years to inspect them all. When scouting for pests and bugs, Gabinski gets up close and personal. He carries the tools of his trade in his back pockets.
A lot of times it's hard to see by the naked eye, so typically carry a pruner and a hand lens so that I can take a closer look.
Gabinski leans over and inspects a waist-high witch hazel plant. It has tiny orange and red flowers. It's the only thing in the arboretum blooming in the winter. But scouting for pest threats and problems isn't always so easy. Head arborist John Del Rosso sometimes takes a bird's eye view.
So we get up in the trees with ropes and saddles, and you can get, you know, out on most every limb. I've climbed quite a few, yes.
Del Grosso has tended the trees in the Arboretum for a quarter of a century. He's glad 2020 is in hindsight.
Like all of us, it's been a rough year for the plants. We started out with a drought this year. Coming into the fall, we had a few windstorms. As you remember, we had an early snowstorm in October. The leaves were still in the trees. It was a heavy, wet snow. It wasn't a lot, but it was enough that caused a lot of damage. So we've been very busy.
The dramatically fluctuating weather stresses trees and leaves them vulnerable to invaders. It's the stuff of an arborist nightmare.
What keeps me up at night is really the unknown.
Head of horticulture care Andrew Kavinsky says when scouting, researchers and workers search for clues to new threats that scientists think might be lurking.
Yeah, typically we're looking for a branch that is the intersection between alive and dead, and it signals to us that something is happening in that branch.
When researchers find something suspicious, they cut off the piece of wood, put it into a closed chamber with a vial attached, and wait 2 years. Gabinski says all kinds of insects, ants, you name it, emerge.
99% of them are known, but we're looking for that very small amount that might be new to science.
Researchers using this method recently discovered a new pest related to the emerald ash borer. Invading bugs, pathogens, and diseases migrating due to climate change can lay waste to the living museum's collection. Arboretum scientists say over the next 80 years, the climate is expected to change more than it has in the last 50 million.
Many pests and diseases have restrictions to where they can go based on temperature. And so as the climate warms, it allows these pests and diseases to expand their range. So things that we typically would have found more southern are creeping north, and it's a big concern.
The southern pine beetle has been on the march north, and there's fear spotted lanternfly may be heading here too. The woolly adelgid is one of the temperature-sensitive exotic pests. A few years ago, it threatened the Arboretum's famous hemlock collection. Andrew Kubinski tries to use the least environmentally impactful management method first. He was able to save the trees on Hemlock Hill by smothering the little woolly buggers with an oily product made from sunflowers.
Now, there's a tremendous amount of other pests and disease that are still coming, still out there, and it's going to be an ongoing experiment. But again, staying abreast of new information, working with the research community, there's a fighting chance.
The climate is changing rapidly, but science can make a difference. It's estimated globally 1 in 5 plants is threatened with extinction. At Harvard's Arnold Arboretum, it's 1 in 8. And the Living Museum's caretakers are prepared to fight the long battle. The Arboretum has a 1,000-year lease with Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Kellerman.